So what do you farm here?
We farm what we call mixed vegetables, and that just generalizes that we grow pretty much any kind of vegetable throughout the season, what works in that season, like from carrots to salad mix, potatoes, garlic, tomatoes in the summertime. So we try to mix it all up, and in doing that, we can have a diverse farm. Works out that way to feed the people. They like a lot of different things, of course, and then also being a diverse vegetable producer, you have more chances of succeeding where, you know, some years maybe you don't have tomatoes because of a disease, but you have cucumbers right next to them that are cranking and you can sell the cucumbers then. And we also grow some herbs, flowers, and a few berries, but primarily we're a mixed vegetable operation.
I'm hungry just thinking about yummy salads and potatoes, and that's awesome. Do people come to your farm to buy produce, or do you?
Yeah, they do. We at this point, we sell directly off the farm here, and we found that that keeps us as busy as we want to be. And we found like a balance in sustainability at this point, where the farm is a certain size. It's not a giant place, but we do have enough land where we can rotate, take certain areas out of production for a while to grow cover crops, to regenerate the soils, to rebuild them for another cash crop later down the road. And so what we found is that if we have enough people coming to the farm to sell direct right to them here, and we have enough fertility to do that, so to speak, and enough energy too for the amount of, the physical labor and the kind of equipment we use and everything. And so we found this nice balance, and we sell just right off the farm now.
Cool. Well, when can I come buy some produce from you?
You can come by on the weekends. Yeah.
Are you already selling now? Like have year round?
Yeah, we haven't stopped so far this winter. We take a couple weekends off, but we found that wintertime production, well, especially this winter, has been very mild. And so it's really worked for having, we use very simple tunnels to grow winter vegetables in, and we limit that to carrots and turnips and beets and salad greens are primarily what we grow in the winter. And that's what people really enjoy. And it really works for your winter diet to have those roots and those greens.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I will definitely come back up. And so harvesting, do you rely on other farmers?
For now, it's two full-time, myself and one other person. We work full-time here, very full-time. We've decided not to have a lot of other help at this point, just so we can focus on our systems, because we're still working on developing systems that that work really well here. And then over time, to teach those systems, bring people on the farm, not just to help work, but to teach as well. So that people can learn, maybe if they want to learn how to run a small market farm, for example.
I like that you're going to systematize in a way that's functional for you and faith, mm-hmm. and then really establish that before you start bringing other people in. I think that's huge. Mm-hmm. I know there's, sometimes people think they come out here and they're like, oh, I'm going to get this plot of land and I'm going to plant, 10 acres or 100 acres or whatever it is. Yeah. And then not only do they have to rely on so many other people, they're maybe it's dysfunctional mm-hmm. more than it is.
Totally. I've had that experience personally. I've worked on a lot of different farms. On this one in the beginning, it was new to me. Each farm you're on, no matter what your knowledge base is and how good you are at farming, the next place could be completely different. Soil types, the weather, the elevation here, the aspect, all that plays in. And so it takes a while to really figure out a system. Your irrigation might be quite different than before. You put all these plants in the ground, and if your irrigation's not tuned and working for that, then you're going to lose them. And that's what I used to do. I would call it sloppy farming, where you plant a lot of stuff and then the weeds come up and you can't quite stay ahead of the weeds, so you lose that crop or you don't get what you could get out of that crop. And that's why starting small and even maybe staying small, some farms are an acre, acre and a half or less. The whole urban farming movement, people are making decent money on small plots of land because they're intensively farming it in really smart ways, and their people are hungry for the food too. So they have their markets right there,
Yeah, it seems more sustainable, like you said.
Mm-hmm. You really need set up a guidebook after you get your farm figured out. Because every year, I'm always looking at my guidebooks from the years past. Every year we have a new 3-ring binder that says Farm 2018, that's this year's. And then I'm out there planting today, for example, with my 2017 book right next to me. using the notes and saying, oh yeah, here's the distances for my rows for this particular planting, and here's how I had my seeder adjusted for the depth and how many seeds it's dropping per foot or whatever for that particular planting, and so that you can build on that knowledge and then don't forget it, you know, write it down. And then every year at the end of each of those books, it's like, what we'll do differently next year. And you actually make a big, and then that page goes in the beginning of the next book. And right there it is. It's like, oh yeah, don't plant that, because that doesn't work, you know, or it didn't work that year. And, oh yeah, we learned that we like our spacing for potatoes like this. So don't forget that, start seeding, you know, planting them at that distance or whatever.
It sounds like you're pretty organized.
Yeah, pretty organized in some ways. Yep. And we're always tuning it, and we're tuning it, and realizing more and more that organization, because the farm is an organism. You know, I like to use that word, and so we have to be organized in that organism. You know, and as the farmer, you know, you're the person who's orchestrating it in some way. You know, like doing a dance every day out there and feeling it and saying, oh yeah, let's do this over here and here. You're helping to bring it all together, but it's an organism that's so much bigger than you. That's the farmer, and you know, the birds are part of that, and the earthworms and everything else around you, you know.
I love that. That's the magic right there.
Yeah.
What you just described.
Yeah,
that's so cool.